Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wait a sec. Is it really, really, really rant line time? How exciting. We've got some awesome rant line calls, and don't forget we'll take live calls interspersed with the rants. Wait a sec. It's not going. I did it again. I did it wrong again. Here we go. First rant.
And another thing, howdy doody Lamont. You're the one who put people in the nursing homes and killed them, not President Trump. Okay? So you and Cuomo did great jobs. Thank you very much.
Well, that's a good point.
Joe Biden couldn't run a hog to water, and Trump going to beat him like a rented mule.
I have to say that expression, that's a good expression. I don't know that expression. Joe Biden couldn't run a hog to water. Never heard it, but I like it. I like it. It's time to bring it back. Let's everyone start using that once a day, please, okay?
You know, this is the rant line I'm going to rant. That governor, he needs to take that potato out of the front of his underdrawers. He is not a dictator. Thank you.
We've got a good pace to start off the rants today. Let's go to Dave in Brantford live because Dave has that same kind of pace to him. Hi, Dave.
I try to keep the pace. I love dancing amongst the rants. I'd like to patent that. On the Democrat threat to pack the court, go up to 11 or 13, the problem with that is when the Republicans take over again, that is a hard pendulum to walk back. Which of the Supreme Court justices would get thrown off the court? That's the problem with socialism. It only ratchets in one direction. It is awful hard to take that back.
And, imagine in a few years the Supreme Court would be the size of the House of Representatives.
Well, I've heard them talking about expanding it to 11 or 13, but heck, why wouldn't they just push it out to 15 and the new president gets to appoint 6 on his first day in office? You know, why stop low? And the other thing I might want to point out, the saint, which is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think she rolled the dice that she would outlast Trump, and she lost that bet and has thrown the country into chaos. I think that's a negative thing that Ruth Bader's thinking has really caused an awful lot of trouble trying to outlast Trump.
Well, what a misguided concept to think that she would ever have that kind of tenacity to out-tenass him. Thank you, Dave. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842.
I'd like to play it on the air because I'm listening to the radio. My question is, if every humanoid in Connecticut votes Republican, the electoral colleges, they can still vote Democrat? I'm really confused about that situation. And I'll be listening, and that's it. That's good. Thank you very much.
No, that's a good one. The leftists, who, you know, are always trying to ruin the American system of government and dismantle it, they've got this plot to get states, and states have done it. Connecticut has passed this, where to agree that if a certain number of states, I forget what it is, agree to this pact, it kicks in where it doesn't matter what happens in your state that all votes get thrown to the party that wins the vote. And in order, in other words, they want to dismantle the Electoral College without doing a constitutional amendment, which is the only way you can actually dismantle it. So they do it by getting the states to promise that whoever wins the popular vote in their state will get all of the electors from that state. And it's not a legal thing. It would get tied up in court and not implemented. But the left is always trying to disrupt the notion of liberty and capitalism and success and the rights, the natural rights of man, and all the things that liberals used to believe in before they went to the dark side.
After that press conference, Ned is one big dupa. Have a nice day.
Another one. Whoa. This is Ned and Biden blasting day in with brevity. I love the brevity.
Hi, this is Gary from Oakville. I'm listening today, Monday the 21st, and you had Bob Stefanowski on there. And, you know, when I hear, you know, you interview him, he comes up with a lot of great comments and a lot of great things. And I'm trying to figure out why the people of this great state did not vote for him and instead opted for Ned Lamont in the last election. You know, I just don't quite get it. It's like I live in a state, you know, I love it in Connecticut, but I mean, is everybody here just stupid? I mean, all Ned did was lie during his entire campaign. So that's my rant. You know, we're stuck with Ned for a little while longer, but hopefully it's a one-term deal. And thanks for having me on.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
You know, what the heck am I talking about?
Well, that's Ned for you. Look, elections are about turnout. Turnout is driven by excitement. And the anti-Trump furor 2 years ago, in my opinion, is what made the difference. Democrats were all riled up and mobilized to make sure that states like Connecticut that should have been swinging Republican didn't. And they mobilized the union election rigging scheme. And they, you know, they've got a lot of muscle, the Democrats. They've been working to rig elections a long time. They're very good at it. So don't think of it as why did the people decide. It's you're talking about 40,000 votes if you could swing the other way. And there's all you can look at a lot of different factors in any election and say if only that candidate had done A, B, or C, they would have won easily. 860-522-9842.
America, I pledge allegiance to the United States of America. One nation, indivisible, under God, for real.
For real. I like the for real. I think that's one of Joe's best innovations in this campaign.
Hi, Todd. Talking
Hi.
About Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or Ruth Bint, whatever her name is.
She's doing a Joe
she
Biden.
She was a wonderful woman. She did a lot for women's rights. But for them to say that her last wish in this world was that she not get replaced before the next election is preposterous. No one with a respect for the Constitution would ever say that. I don't believe it. I don't condone it. And I don't fall for it. So the reality is Trump needs to appoint a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, well, of course he does. So you're right. Nobody should fall for any of this garbage. It's all just grandstanding. There is a president who has been elected. His name is Donald Trump. It's his right to appoint, to nominate somebody to the Supreme Court. It's the responsibility of that Senate. If they decide they want to vote to confirm it, that's their job to do it. And let's get real. Don't fall for all these silly arguments. And just as you shouldn't have fallen for the Republican arguments last time around. It's all about power. Both sides are playing the same game. 860-522-WTIC. Max, hello there.
Hi. I've got a perfect candidate to replace the Supreme Court opening.
Okay, who do you have?
Condoleezza
What's
Rice.
That?
Even she could not, even the Democrats will vote to confirm her.
Condi would be pretty cool.
Yeah, she's who could be more qualified? She'd be excellent.
Well, is she an attorney?
She's
not
a,
that you have to be
a law professor.
Oh, is she? Is that what she teaches? Yeah, she's a pretty smart lady,
and she's a genius. She would, a virtual genius. She was a prodigy on the piano, and she has presence.
Yes, and as you say, brain power.
Not vote for a black woman.
Well, they don't. Well, you lose your blackness if you're a Republican. That's well established, Max. But it's a good suggestion, nevertheless. 860-522-9842. Ben calling from Lyme. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Todd. So, what was it you were saying? You would trade Trump for Ginsburg's replacement?
Between the two, I think the more important thing for America is to have this extra judge who believes in the American system of government. So if I had my if I had to choose between those two options, I would choose having the judge.
Okay, I agree with you 100%. But what I was going to say is I wouldn't trade them right now, because if Trump gets reelected, he can appoint even more conservatives.
That's,
you know what I mean?
You
can't trade
too.
Him now. Maybe.
Well, I'm not looking to get rid of him. I was just trying to make a point about how important it is to get another judge who believes in America. That's
all. It's so exciting. I can't believe it's happening.
Isn't it? I know.
I feel it's
I'm afraid to. I'm afraid to. It's like prom night. Is that what you said? That's great. All right. Thank you for that, Ben. Good to hear from you, as always. 860-522-9842.
Hey, Todd. Gator here. Hey, I just want to tell you what happened today. I went to the doctor, and I asked him when he thought the virus would be over. And the doctor told me, he goes, "I'm a doctor, not a politician." Good day.
Oh, it's a funny day on the rant line, isn't it? I like that. I like it a lot. Don calling from East Hartford. Hey, Don.
Hey, Todd. Listen, I heard some of your callers ranting and raving about the left and wants to take this country socialist and moving far to the left and the liberals. You know why that is happening, Todd? Because the Republicans with the multinational corporation and the ultra rich is bleeding the working class dry. Do you see how much money these people made during the pandemic? All of these multinational corporations and all of these rich guys, billionaires. I saw it on TV where they were showing how much money they have made during the pandemic. They have gotten richer, Todd, and you wonder why the people are moving to the left, because the rich is getting richer.
So who's taking money away from you? Which multinational corporation has made you a poorer man, Don?
Because why is it that one person supposed to make $30 billion during the pandemic and other people can't pay their rent? Because there's no money and they lost their jobs.
No. Excuse me one second. Let's just compare magnitude of stolen money, okay? Because the federal government has spent $30 trillion that we don't have. And you're complaining about some guy at some company who's made $30 million, $30 billion, whatever it is. Okay, $30 billion. What's his name from Amazon? He's worth $150 billion. How does him generate all of that wealth and all of that economic activity and all of those jobs? Don, how does his creating all those jobs hurt you in any way?
It's obscene for one person to garner so much money while others can't pay their rent, Todd.
Don, it's a false comparison. I'm very sympathetic to the feeling behind your point, but there's no connection between the two things. The connection goes in the other direction. Government steals money from the economy. Government rigs systems. For example, it decides that there's not going to be good education for poor people to be able to get ahead. The way people can get ahead when they're poor is by having a good education. That's what creates opportunity. Democrats create public sector unions. The public sector unions rig schools in such a way that they cannot be improved, just like they rig police departments so that our bad cops who hurt people, innocent people, they get to keep their jobs. That's anti-democratic. That's hateful. Driving the state of Connecticut $150 billion into debt for just to rig elections, that's hateful. There's nothing bad about Amazon creating great wealth for its founder because it's created great wealth for all of us. That's an economic machine that makes our society stronger economically, that makes everybody wealthier, that brings down the cost of living. The goods from China, as much as we might hate them, allow you to go to Walmart and save a ton of money and make it survivable. That the with their big government, anytime there's big government done, the people get poorer. That money comes from the middle class. That's where the money comes from to drive big government. It's the only place there is enough money. The rich, they demonize because they want to be able to blame somebody for what they've done wrong, the politicians. Who is responsible? Which big business is responsible for rigging Eversource so that it fails when a storm comes? The government is in charge of regulating Eversource. The governor appoints the people who sit on the board of PURA. And PURA controls the policies that Eversource has to follow. So when things don't go well during a storm, do you want to blame Eversource or do you want to blame the Democrats who control the state? Don, you've got to open your mind to things that make sense instead of the phony arguments that the left is feeding you. I'm sorry to go on and on, but we'll take phone calls and we'll do some more rounds coming up. Stay with us on WTIC. That's just important for everybody to understand. All bogus arguments from Don and demonizing people who are doing good. I hate hearing that. All right, all right. We'll try to get some more phone calls in, some more rants in a few minutes. Joining us right now, though, Tom Scott, the great Tom Scott, former state senator and all-around abuser of bad political leaders. Hello there, Thomas.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Nobody abuses better than you do, you know.
Well, I don't know about that. I just often share my stream of consciousness. And today, as I was sitting here on hold, I was thinking about the upcoming confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court to fill the vacancy. It looks like the Republicans are getting in line. Even the junior senator from Utah, Romney, has indicated he's willing to vote to move the process.
Can you explain this dynamic? What is it that's making them all fall into line?
Well, I think they realize, I mean, look, Republicans and Democrats have some level of litmus test to be considered a Republican in good standing or a Democrat in good standing. And if you were to put if we were to look at the top three issues in either party, certainly how one votes and how one behaves even procedurally on the issue of a Supreme Court vacancy is very, very much front and center, and all eyes are on the senators. And in the case of Romney, he voted to impeach the president because he's just a weasel, and he held a grudge against the president because he wouldn't appoint him Secretary of State or whatever the heck it was he wanted. But he's attempting to redeem himself because he realizes that to the extent he runs for re-election, the Republican primary voters of his state will have zero tolerance for a no vote on a Supreme Court justice. So that's the dynamic, Todd. Everybody realizes what's at stake here, I think.
So in Romney's case, this is a make-good for him. He gets to compensate for having voted for impeachment.
Well, I don't know if he'll – look, he will be forever remembered for voting to impeach the president on what was a sleazy, trumped-up charge. So I don't know that he'll ever live that down. But if you know, most of us believe in redemption, and if he votes to confirm the president's choice for this vacancy, then he's on his way to redemption. Let's put it that way, politically. But I will say this. The biggest downside of all of this is that we in Connecticut are going to have to listen to that pompous, bloviating, excruciating Senator Dick Blumenthal, who's on the Judiciary Committee. And he will have many, many questions and comments all designed to get on, you know, the evening news. And that's going to be excruciating. I'll repeat myself.
Yes.
That's the word that comes to mind. The guy is...
No, that's a good... That is a good word for it. We're talking to Tom Scott. Hang on. More rant line, more phone call in a few minutes. Tom Scott's still here, though. Former state senator. He spent a decade in the state Senate, and he's helped people get elected to office and keeps his hand in politics. So, Tom, any other insights about this period we're in? There, would you agree that both parties are fakers and they flip sides on these issues whenever it suits them, and that nobody should be surprised by that?
Well, certainly a certain percentage and to some degree, but both parties enjoy a base of supporters who genuinely, and I would say fervently, believe what they believe. And that's why you see so much energy on both sides, notwithstanding the fact that Joe Biden, you know, is ready to fall asleep every time we see the guy in public. It almost doesn't matter on his side, because the fervent liberals are as interested in electing a Democrat president as we fervent Republican conservative base voters are in reelecting Donald Trump. Sure, are there you know, swamp creatures in both parties in Washington who just stick their finger up in the air to see which way the wind is blowing to make sure they don't jeopardize reelection for purposes of preserving power as opposed to believing in some greater good based on philosophy or ideology or principle? Sure. But the base of both parties, Todd, to varying degrees, I would say, are very, very committed to what they are, what we believe in.
Oh, I agree with that. I'm just talking about the politicians being posers and fakers and will fight for any position that we require them to fight for. And
well,
because I look at the Democrats right now, I think, you know, everyone's looking at the Democrats and saying, oh, they're so outrageous what they're saying. They're saying they'll do anything. Nothing is off the table. But they're talking like that because that's what their voters want, right?
Well, you know, AOC, for example, may be a moron, but I wouldn't say she's a faker. And we have people on our side who hold office who are not fakers. But, yeah, there are plenty of people that are just looking to move the needle electorally based on how they think they can get more votes. And remember, campaigns are about addition and not subtraction. So, but it's also about emphasis. I mean, even principled people are going to emphasize certain things and de-emphasize certain things in order mm-hmm. to move the needle on election day.
No, but if you look at Lindsey Graham, for example, in that clip of him a couple of clips of him, saying, save the tape. I don't believe we should vote during the last year. Nobody, why would anybody think that in the last year of a president's term, he somehow has forfeited his authority as president to nominate somebody to the Supreme Court? Why would Lindsey Graham have said that?
Well, look, I can't speak for Lindsey Graham, although I will tell you that my opinion of him today is a lot higher than it was, say, 10 years ago, for a whole lot of reasons, which we don't have time to get into. But he's also up for re-election in the state of South Carolina. And if you look at the intensity of the divide that we have right now in this country in terms of left and right, mm-hmm. politically speaking, we are at political war, ideologically. Now, folks on the other side are actually violent. Those people in the streets that are burning buildings, those are Biden voters, let's be honest about it. And they're an aberration, too. I mean, those are outliers. But people like Biden are apologists for those people because they're not calling them out on it. But in the case of Lindsey Graham, he realizes the stakes here. And he also realizes that he's actually in a competitive race, and that if he somehow betrayed this Supreme Court process in favor of the liberals, tens of thousands of Republicans would abandon him in what seems like a very competitive race in South Carolina. So look, when you're in a political war like this, things change. And again, I'm not making excuses for the guy. I don't care what he said 10 years ago. I'm just glad he's doing the right thing now for whatever reason.
Well, yeah, me too. I love where he is right now. I just think it's funny that he ever got caught making a statement like that. It's bizarre to me. But I guess they're in the moment and they're not thinking long term. Anything else you want us to know, Tom?
The only thing I'd say, Todd, and this is perhaps a conversation for next week, the legislature is going back into session, as we all know, and anything goes, even though, you know, in theory, the session is limited to a couple of things. But the annual report from Truth and Accounting, which was laid out very clearly by the Yankee Institute in a report this week, shows that the average taxpayer in Connecticut owes $50,700. That's our debt. And they're not even talking about it up there in Hartford now. But even the governor said, quote, but I've got to tell you, debt and unfunded pension liabilities are a big deal. We probably have more debt and unfunded pension than any other state in the country. So he's acknowledged it at a weak moment, but they're not doing anything to mitigate it in this special session.
Yeah, let's discuss that next week. Tom Scott, thank you, sir.
Anytime.
Great to have you here each week. 860-522-9842. All right, we've got a bunch more rants, but we can take some callers, too. Henry in Canton. Hi, Henry.
Hi. Must be a full moon. What I'm calling for is I'd like to comment a minute or two on that insensitive remark made by the mayor of West Hartford.
What was that insensitive remark?
It sounds to me like she's reading Tale of Two Cities. Let them eat cake.
What did she?
She's upset.
What did she say?
She's upset because poor people are asking people for a dollar or two so they don't have to go hungry. Or maybe they want to take home a loaf of bread to their children. And she begrudges them. She's a wealthy woman in her own right. And she's saying, oh, it doesn't look good to see all these beggars asking for money. Why doesn't she come out and say, well, come to the West Hartford Town Hall and I'll give you a free dinner. I'm a benevolent person. I treat people like they're human beings. These politicians that think that they have the right to malign people and belittle them.
What did she say? Tell us what she said.
She said that she didn't like people standing asking for money. And I don't know if you're familiar with it, but many times when you pull out of a shopping center or a store, there'll be somebody there with a sign saying, could I have a dollar or two for a meal? Or
yeah, but I've never seen that in West Hartford, so
well,
it surprises
me.
Check
your news, because she quoted it to the news. That's how blatant this woman is. Disgusting, Todd. You would never say it, and I would never say it, because we're benevolent people. We have a benevolent God.
It doesn't mean panhandling is necessarily the best solution, but thank you for the call, Henry. 860-522-9842. I'm trying to find her comment. I'm not seeing it here, but I'll keep looking. And let's get back to the rant line on WTIC rant line number. Remember, you can call anytime the rant line, 24/7, 860-751-4698.
Hi, this is Dave from Glastonbury. I'm calling about the push to change Columbus Day name change. First of all, I don't think it should happen in the first place, but instead of renaming Columbus Day to the currently proposed Indigenous Persons Day, I would recommend that October 12th be renamed Political Correctness Day in recognition of all of the politically correct zealots, the revisionist historians, and especially the spineless elected officials who suffer from manufactured outrage syndrome. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that nice call. The it's such a strange dynamic, but I don't understand why. If you want to cancel a holiday, if you decide Christopher Columbus is no longer deserving of a holiday, to me, that holiday goes away. It's not up for grabs. The reason a holiday was made is because people thought that person was supposed to be celebrated. It seems to me the only fair way to do this is to say, if you don't want the holiday anymore, eliminate the holiday, and then we start from scratch. But you don't get to say, oh, Christopher Columbus is no good. Let's make that Todd Feinberg Day. No, I don't think that's how it works. Let's make that WTIC Day. Let's make that Honor Talk Show Host Day. If it's not Columbus Day, you get rid of it. Okay, let's get rid of all the holidays. I don't care. That's the reason here's why I'm saying this. They won't cancel a holiday because of the unions. Unions control everything for the Democrats. And unions require their holidays. They make the rules.
Hey, this is Mike from Thomaston. I just wanted to make a comment about Ned's press briefing yesterday. If you caught, he got a really hard question from one of them, the reporters, asking about the transgender students. Mm-hmm. Ned, he couldn't even answer it. It sounded like Joe Biden trying to give an answer. He said a whole lot of nothing. And then when he was almost finished trying to answer, he tells us how he tried to convince his mother about gay marriage 15 years ago. What's he trying to tell us? Is there something he's trying to get out there? It's just a little confusing, and I thought it was pretty funny. Thanks.
All right, thank you for the call. Yeah, Ned has lots of awkward moments in his press conferences. He does.
Hi. I wanted to just point out a fact that, not to disparage Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a very lovely woman, mm-hmm. highly principled, did her job very well, stuck to her convictions. However, people make it sound like that she was one of the ruling justices on Roe versus Wade. She was not. That whole Supreme Court at that time were all men. She may have defended their ruling, but she was not one of the people who put it through. And I think that should be made known. She was a lovely woman, seemed to be very courageous, but I don't think that she, as a matter of fact, I know she was that one of the ruling justices. That should be brought forward. Thank you.
The president made the point that he wasn't sure that he believed the idea that Ruth Bader Ginsburg's last words were, make sure that I don't get my slot filled by this president. You know, he jumped into that because he likes to jump into those kinds of things. And the media got all outraged about it. You know how they do? I complain about them doing their without evidence things or falsely. The president claimed, that was one of the headlines from last night. The president claimed falsely that Ruth Bader Ginsburg never said that. Well, they don't know what she said. It's being reported by a granddaughter. It could have been made up. I'm not saying he needed to say that. I'm not saying he was right in saying that. I'm saying they're wrong in turning their profession, which is supposed to be fact communicating, into it's their job to put him down all the time.
Greetings, Todd, George and Canton. Let's try this again. Ed Koch, three-time mayor in New York City, was held in pretty high regard by both Democrats and Republicans. He referred to himself as a liberal with sanity. Well, and he also said that if you agree with me on 7 out of 10 issues, vote for me. If you agree with me on 10 out of 10 issues, see a psychiatrist. Well, you know, maybe people should apply that same value system to Donald Trump. Even Mitt Romney today said that he would vote for Supreme Court appointee. Maybe folks out there that are listening should consider all the things that Trump has done, like him or not, that have benefited them or have been evidence of kept promises, and then ask themselves the same thing about Joe Biden. Joe Biden looked in the camera and said, after 47 years, vote for me, I'll fix things. Joe, as President Reagan said, you are the problem. Thank you, Todd.
Well, thank you, sir. Good to hear from you. Oh, that was good. Good stuff today. Thank you, everybody. Great show. I enjoyed all the phone calls. Mike, thank you for all those great Biden cuts. He is good for a laugh, that man.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.